Good morning.
Good morning.
Family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. And for those who have found us on their radios at 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday morning, 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture designated for this morning is Psalm 119. No, we're not going to do all of it. Verses 105 through 112. Taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget your law? The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Please stand for the call to worship. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all his creation.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord.
And your faithful ones shall bless you.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom,
and tell of your power,
to make known to all people your mighty deeds,
and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom,
and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
Amen. Thank you.
You may be seated.
Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord. Oh, how you love us. How you care about us. Forgive us, Lord, for going astray. Forgive us, Lord, for not doing the things you want us to do. But we're so thankful, Lord, that you gave us one more chance today. And we pray this morning, Lord, that you would open up our hearts and open up our minds so that we might understand and know what you want us to do. Bless each one here today, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to say welcome to everyone this morning. And would you please stand with me, please? Is this thing on?
As people are finding their way back to their seats, would you please stand and join me in our opening hymn, On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we've got one birthday and three anniversaries for this week. All right, so our one birthday, on the 22nd, we've got Kenneth Lachlan. And then for anniversaries, today, Michelle and Eric Peck. On the 20th, Selma and David Sheck. Okay. And then on the 21st, Heather and Alan Rayborn.
Amen.
All right. So even though we got more anniversaries than birthdays, we'll still sing happy birthday and just jump it all in there together. Okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right. And now it is time for announcements. I know we had a good time at the ice cream social yesterday. It was fun. We have anything else coming up this week?
Yes, I got an announcement.
All right.
Does anyone else have an announcement before I get up? All right. Okay. But before I go to the announcements, I just want to say this. Heather and Alan Rayburn. Now, you folks are pretty young back there, so I'm going to get just a little nosy. How many years have you been married?
2 years?
22 years. Amen. God bless you. 22 years. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Now, speaking of birthdays, someone is having a surprise birthday party Saturday over in Building B at 11 o'clock, and that is Eileen Fader. So this is supposed to be a surprise. So we'll try to keep it that way. Anyway, it'll be over in Building B starting at 11. Saturday, which is the 22nd, is that right? Ooh, that's my granddaughter's birthday too. Yeah, it'll be the 22nd also. So please come if you can. The family is preparing everything to help celebrate Miss Eileen's birthday. Okay, that's all I got.
Good morning, church family. Today I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Moral benefits of wisdom. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for eyesight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and our offerings, let's go to God in prayer. Merciful Heavenly Father, you are the source and the giver. All that we have comes from your bounty and as a gift from you. But so often we take your bounty for granted. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for that, and that you open our hearts and minds so that we may be the cheerful giver that you want. Use our tithes and our offerings to further your kingdom here on earth, and let it all be for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is John 17, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed to you those whom you have gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours. All you have is mine. And the glory has come through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Sing, David.
Hello?
Get organized.
Right.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Power and his grace.
I can feel his mighty power.
I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face.
I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Because He lives,
I can face tomorrow.
Because He lives,
all fear is gone.
Because I know He holds the future,
and life is worth the living
just because He lives.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee. How great Thou art.
Amen.
How great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. Soon all those around can warm up with its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone you want to pass it on. So, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine. Hey,
everybody!
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine.
Let it shine. Amen. Amen. All right. That's great. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Romans 13, 8 to 10. Love fulfills the law. Let us pray. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love for one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law of God. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare to hear the word proclaimed, I ask that you bow with me and close your eyes and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit as we go into this time of our worship. let us pray together. Heavenly Father, as we gather here, we ask, Lord, that you be with each of us. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we may gladly hear the message that you have given to Pastor Ted. Help Pastor Ted to find the strength and courage to be your instrument. Let his words be your words, and let him be only your advocate here. We ask, Lord, that we take your message with us when we leave this place, and not hold it only in our heart, but share it with those that we meet. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tom. Where are those dear children? I tell you, David, you and Joni, I thought you were peaches and herb there for a minute. I wasn't. That was pretty good. I really enjoyed those songs. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's so good to see each one here today. I tell you, I got to the point now where I just look forward to every Sunday so I can see your face. I can see your face. Amen? I tell you, and when I don't see you, I get kind of concerned about you. Amen? So when you miss a couple of Sundays and I give you a call, don't get scared, all right? I'm just concerned. The under shepherd gets a little concerned for his sheep when he don't see them in the fold. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you very much. Are the children coming? Okay. How many we got? A bunch? Okay. The kids have something very special for you this morning, and we want you to, we trust that it will be a blessing. Last night as we were coming back from Waco, we were coming down 35 and we got jammed up in the biggest traffic jam I've ever seen right outside of Austin. And my wife and I, we were talking about singing. There was some singing, and she was talking about what a wonderful time that she had at a women's conference at my daughter's church there in Dallas. And I said, you know what? I bet you Alamo, we can sing like that too. Amen? Did we sing like that, sweetheart? Like they did, we can sing too, can't we? Amen. Amen. So, Alamo, you just keep on singing. Amen. Keep on praising the Lord. Oh, my goodness. What in the world do we have here? Okay. You want them to stand up? Is that okay. Y'all stand up. Yeah. You're still growing. There you go. Stand up. Okay, what do you got these stuffed animals for, huh? What is Noah's Ark Day? What's Noah's Ark Day?
Means about animals.
Animals, okay, that's right. But what's Noah's Ark Day? Why is that day special? Go ahead and stand up so they can see you. Want them to see you. Not his birthday. Not his birthday. You tell us. You got that look in your eye like you want to tell us, don't you? What is it? I know you know. Because you know everything. What is it?
It's a day where God told Noah to build an ark with that's big enough to hold all the animals.
Amen.
Then Noah got all the animals for the flood.
Okay, good deal. Did everybody hear that? It's the day that God told Noah to build that ark, didn't he? Because what was coming, Destiny?
Noah's Ark Day.
But what was coming? Why did they have to have that? Did you hear what he said? What was it?
A flood.
A flood's coming. Amen. Now, what's this one for? What's this little stuffed animal for? What day do you guys have coming up pretty quick? And what are those little animals going to represent that you guys are going to be doing here at Alamo? What is it?
Vacation Bible study.
Say it loud, hon.
Vacation Bible study.
Woo-hoo! Vacation Bible school. Like pulling teeth. There you go. He said it too. Vacation Bible school. Okay. So, yeah.
Amelia's you?
Yeah. Right. That's what she said. Okay, so you guys got Vacation Bible school. When is it? August the what?
Next week.
August what? 12. Yeah. August 12.
I knew it was
okay. 12. Right. And what are you guys going to do at Vacation Bible school? You going to read? You guys are awesome. Right. You're going to learn about Noah's Ark, right? Colt, what are you going to learn about August 12th?
Huh? Animals.
Animals? Animals for you too, huh?
Animals.
Okay, good deal. She's already talked. She only gets one. What's that little animal for? What's this one for? Who is that? Right. I tell you, I don't know what language you're speaking, but I sure wish I could. But now, August 12th is what? Why do you have that on your head? Bless your heart. August 12th, what time? 8:30 to 2:30, August 12th, vacation. And the registration forms are by the office window. So please, please come out and help support these dear ones. Amen. And if you got kids, register and have them come. All right? Good. Good deal. Okay. All right. That's all, kids. All right? God bless y'all. All right? Amen. All right. At our message today, our title is "This is Eternal Life." This is eternal life. We're going to find out this morning what is the true meaning of eternal life, and we're going to understand its source, and we're going to recognize the purpose of this awesome gift that God gave us, and we're going to understand and learn about the reason why He gave this marvelous gift to us. Now, to set this up, I must go some verses before the verses that Tessie read. Jesus is pouring his heart out here to his disciples. This is one of the most heartfelt prayers that the Master prays. And he's praying this because he knows he's getting ready to go to the cross. And he wants his disciples to know, his followers to know, that no matter what happens, no matter what's going to come, he's going to always be with them. Let me just read just a couple of verses in chapter 16, and then we'll move on. to our sermon. He says, I have told you these things. This is verse 16:33, so that in me you may have peace. And in this world, you will have trouble. And I love this part, and you ought to love it too. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Whatever that you may be going through, whatever you may be facing, if you're following the Lord, remember this, He has overcome the world. And what does that mean to me and you? That we can put our trust in the Master and knowing that He is going to take us and be with us whatever we have to go through. So let's get started here and find out what Jesus is talking about here. Let me read these verses one more time. I know Tessie, she did a good job of it, but I think it'll be beneficial to all of us if we listen to this prayer one more time. He says, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the works which you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed to you those whom you gave me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. And they knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have in mine. And the glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Would you please join me in prayer as we ask the Lord to illuminate our hearts and minds today? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. And we pray now that your Holy Spirit will open up our eyes to the truth of eternal life. Reveal to us the nature, the source, and purpose of this incredible gift. And help us to treasure you above all else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now to begin, we're going to talk about the nature of eternal life. Its very nature. And its very nature is multifaceted. It involves quite a few things. But we're only going to talk about maybe about three of them this morning. And you see, one of the things that Jesus revealed to us, that eternal life is not just about living forever. And that's awesome. But that's not what it's about. But rather, it's about knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. And this particular statement, I believe it's in verse 3, that kind of shifts our understanding of eternal life. It shifts it from thinking about a future-oriented event to a present relational reality. Dear ones, this morning, I must tell you this. Walking and talking with the Lord on this journey is a relationship experience. Amen? And when I say that, you must be in the right relationship with the Lord. So, first of all, let's look at the verse about it's about knowing God. You see, the word know in the original Greek language is called genosko. I hope I said that right, all you Greek scholars. which implies it's an experimental, intimate, and personal knowledge. You see, it's not just merely an intellectual understanding on our collection of facts about God, but it's a deep personal relationship with Him. And this means eternal life is not about the quantity of our existence. I'm sorry, it's about the quality of our relationship with God. It's about being in communion with the Creator of the universe, the one who knows us intimately, and He loves us unconditionally. I must say this about this prayer that Jesus prayed here in these verses. If you notice, He never once criticized His disciples, did He? He never said they were bad people. He never said anything bad about them. He asked the Heavenly Father that He would protect them and hold on to them and help them to go through the things that they were going to go through. You see, the things that the disciples are going through, you're going to have to go through some of those same things as you follow Christ. You're going to have to be able to understand that you can't make this walk by yourself. You must be in a relationship with our Lord. So, and secondly, one of the things about eternal life is not just about knowing God. It's all about knowing Jesus Christ. Jesus is the perfect revelation of the Father, His exact representation of His being. And thirdly, it is essential to understand that eternal life is a present reality. Oh my goodness, folks. The good thing about eternal life, we can understand the words of Jesus when He said in John 10:10, I have come to give them life, and they will have it more abundantly. Oh, eternal life is real, and it ought not to be taken lightly. It's something to be thank God for that blessed gift. And always remember that it was because of His work on the cross, because of His death on the cross and His rise, that we could have eternal life, to have that relationship with Him. And something else about eternal life, its nature, it's not just about individual salvation. It's also about corporate unity. You see, in His prayer, Jesus asked the Father to protect His followers so that they may be one as He is one and the Father are one. You see, this means that eternal life is not just about our personal relationship with God, but it's also about our relationship with one another as a member of the body of Christ. Here's where I get to come down close to you, talk to you. A district superintendent used to tell us that we sit down in the office, he says, I'm going to come down and talk turkey to you real quick and make sure you want you to see me and understand me. You know, during this journey on this earth, we're going to have to learn, as Jesus did, to walk in love with each other. Amen? One of the things that He wants us to do is to walk in love and unity. That is so very important in understanding eternal life. Because when you understand that, you see, folks, when you understand that, you understand that you realize your purpose and why you're here on this earth. Knowing God is what it's all about, folks. Knowing God and His Son, Jesus Christ, is why we are here. To know Him, to love Him, and to walk with Him. And to do that, we must walk in love and unity with one another. Amen? Amen. You know, it's very difficult for a person to tell me that they love Jesus and they hate his brothers and they hate their brother and sister. Amen? How can that be? It's very difficult to say that I love the Lord, but I can't stand you, Pastor. You know? How can we say that? If you say that you love Jesus, then you have to love me. Amen? You have to love me. And I surely will love you. But you know what? In saying that, remember this. Remember that we're not exactly perfect people. And we're not exactly, you know, when the Lord looks at us, all of us, we got some problems and issues. And he never turned his back on us, did he? Never once did he say, Ted, I'm through with you. You know, I'm tired of fooling with you. And we shouldn't do the same thing. Eternal life is about being in unity with one another. That is the very nature of eternal life. Now, where does this eternal life come from? What's its source? How do we get eternal life? We get eternal life through our holy, Heavenly Father, through His Son, Jesus Christ. That is the very source of eternal life. There is no other way that you can get it. You can't buy your way in. You can't bluff your way in. You can't sing your way in. You can't preach your way in. It has to be done through Jesus Christ. It has to be done in the belief and following Him. He gives that gift to us. He gives it to us so that we might be able to walk and talk with Him and to walk and talk with each other. So that is the nature of eternal life. And we talked about the purpose of eternal life. I'm sorry, we talked about the source. Now, let's go to the last point, the very purpose of eternal life. What is the purpose of eternal life? Why did Jesus give us His gift? He gave it to us because He loves us and He wants us to be in that relationship with Him. He gave it to us because He knew that one day we were all going to be together in that heavenly realm with Him and other believers, and so that we might love and cherish one another. You know, the very purpose is so that you will know that He loves you very much. How many of you this morning know that Jesus loved you very much? How many of you know that? You know that? Amen. You know that the Lord cares deeply for you. Amen. Now, how many of you, don't raise your hand on this. Answer this to yourself. How many of you love Him deeply? Amen. How many of you, when I say that, when you say that you love Jesus, you're telling me that you're walking and you're talking and everything is all right. Amen? What I'm getting at this morning is that the very source that comes from the Master. It comes from Jesus. And it comes from Him, and He gave it so that we might love, and we might love Him as He loves us. As He preached this to, as He prayed this to His disciples, I can just see their faces. Imagine, their eyes are big and their, you know, their mouth is hanging open, wondering, what is going to happen now? What is going to happen? But He tells them, don't worry, I've overcome. I've overcome the world. And that's what He's telling us this morning, dear one. You don't need to worry about anything. All you need to do is trust and believe and follow the Lord. And you know what, folks? Those scriptures also talk about how the Lord is glorified, how God glorifies Jesus, and how He will glorify Him when He has died on the cross and when He has risen again. That tells us that the Father approves of what He did. Oh, I tell you this morning, folks, how could you not follow Jesus? How could you not follow Jesus? He's given you eternal life. He's made promises to you that He'll keep you safe, and He'll keep you he'll keep you from harm, and when you do get into trouble, He's right there for you. I tell you, I had to learn some things the hard way about trusting the Lord. I always thought that I could do it all by myself. I thought I had it all figured out in preaching. I thought I could do this and I could do that, but I can tell you this, folks, I can do nothing. I can do nothing without Christ. I can do nothing, and neither can you. Neither can you. You can't walk right with Him. You can't talk right with Him unless He is enabling you to do it. He's given you eternal life so that you can do this. And the scriptures point to the fact that the reason why He gave this to us, so that we might be able to join with him one day in that heavenly realm. We talked this morning in Sunday school about the Antichrist coming and about what's coming, and Homer brought a great lesson about it. We talked about how the evil one, the Antichrist, is present in the world even today. And we talked about how we can be we can defend ourselves against deceitful preaching and things, those that say things are not true. And I asked the class the question this morning. It was on my heart. I says, how do you know? And I'll ask you the same thing. How do you know that Ted Robinson is telling you the truth? How do you know? How do you know that? Anyone. How do you know that I am telling you the truth? I'm not just talking about, you know, something, you know, pie in the sky or whatever. What now? The Bible. You read your Bible. How many of you got your Bibles with you this morning? Uh-oh, he's meddling now. Okay. How many of you got your Bibles with you? Always take your sword with you. Always take your sword with you. Because the scripture teaches us you never know when you may have to answer to someone that's asking you about your salvation. Amen? What I'm getting to you is read your Bible. Take it with you. Study it. Know what I'm telling you. Know that about eternal life, that he's not just you know, talking about pie in the sky. He's talking about something that Jesus gave us. As I close this morning, I want you to know this. One day, it may be in our lifetime, maybe not, I don't know. But one day he's coming back again. And he's looking for a church without a spot or a blemish. He's looking for a church that's blameless. He's looking for believers that have stood up, stood the test of faith, have not backed down, have stayed with him even when the road got a little hard. Oh, I tell you, folks. But he tells us this also. You don't know when I'm coming back. You don't know the day or the hour. No one knows that. No one knows that but the Father. But he did tell us this. What did he tell us? Anybody? What did he tell us? What did he tell us? Oh, you be ready. Be ready. Be ready to go. You could walk outside that door right now and you're gone. On your way home, you're going home to eat. You could be gone. As you sit here in these chairs, as I stand here on my feet, could be gone. So my question to you this morning is, are you ready? Are you ready? And you won't have to answer that question to old Ted Robinson, because I'll have to answer for myself. But you'll have to answer for you. Jesus wants you to be ready. He's given you eternal life. That gift is awesome. Accept it. You know, and thank God for it. Because he gave it to you because he loves you very much. And this is an awesome, awesome gift that we have, folks. So be ready when the Lord comes. How do you be ready? You can't do it by watching Dancing with the Stars, because he may come right in the middle of that TV show. You can't do it by going down to the Big Apple and doing the hopscotch or whatever dance they do today. Can't do it. I pray that he'll find you doing the work that he called you to do. Amen? I pray that he called you to do the things that he wants you to do. As the folks used to say a long time ago when I was growing up, don't let him catch you with your works undone. And they also used to say this, if you're down at the club kicking it around and having a good time when he comes, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. If you're watching Dancing with the Stars or whatever, just keep watching. If you got something on that computer screen that you know you ain't got no business, it'll be too late then. It'll be too late. So now is the time. Now is the time to get things ready.
He's given you all that you need. You have eternal life. Oh, this morning, I pray that you're ready. I pray that you are. And that we'll all be caught up in that great cloud with the Lord. And we will forever be with Him. May the Lord bless you and keep you this morning. May He hold you so ever tight. May He ever keep you so close that there's no space between you and Him. May you walk and talk with Him every day. All day, any day, even on bad days. Because when you do this, then you'll be ready to enjoy that gift of eternal life that He's given you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you this morning. You know what, folks? As I give the invitation this morning, I want you to know that whatever that you're going through, whatever issue that you're facing, I want you to know this morning before you leave here that the Master cares deeply for you. He cares about what you do. He cares about how you live. He cares about the people you hang out with. He really does. So this morning, I want you to know that. And if there's something that you need to confess to the Lord, some things that may be on your heart and your mind that you say, Lord, I invite you to bring it to the altar this morning. Oh, I please don't leave here with that junk again. Leave it here, and the Lord will take care of it for you. And remember, He said this, I have overcome the world. Would you please stand? The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. Yes, ma'am. Say anyone else that wishes to come up for prayer, the altar is still open. Anyone else? Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Let's continue to give thanks for God and all that He does for us, with continuing good health, watching over us, our souls, our families, our wonderful church. So, hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Continue to keep your thoughts and prayers for all of our homebound, Elizabeth can't even speak. Elizabeth Grazulis. Stephen, I'm sure you enjoyed that mispronunciation. Hector Martinez. Elaine Bixler. Esther Goins. Norma Glenn. Kathy Bedell. And James Murphy. Lord, hear our prayers. continued prayers of thoughts and healing for Gerda's sister, for prayers for Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter Reagan, and she informed us yesterday her daughter-in-law Kristen, 38 years old, had a heart attack this past Wednesday. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Molinoff family. And also, safe travels for Virginia. She's heading to Mississippi today. So safe travels for her. And there's several others in this congregation or family members that are going to be traveling in the next few days. So, Lord, hear our prayers to watch over them and guide them safely to where they're going and bring them safely back home to us. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers of support, Dixie Souter's sister. Homer continuing to ask prayers for Joaquin Gonzalez, Gregory Puente, Alfonso Perez, and his nephew Dylan and niece Anne Marie. Prayers for Ralph Thompson, Rio Texas Conference lay leader. Lord, hear our prayers.
Amen.
And Jan. And Jan is asking prayers for her best friends, Kathy and Daryl Lanero. Their son, Matt, was in a really bad car rollover accident up in Cairo, New York.
Wow.
And so, Lord, hear our prayers for the Lanero family. She's also asking prayers of joy for the people that stopped to help Matt, got him out of the car that was on fire before the first responders showed up. So thank you to the first responders, and Lord, hear our prayers for the Lanero family and everyone involved up there. What a joy it is to continue seeing Bonnie and Allison, and she's counting the days down till next February. And then we'll put her on retainer. But what a blessing. And what a joy it is to see Roy Wood here with us still. Thanks be to God. It's been 3 years since Roy, and so looking out and seeing him, beautiful God taking care of him, bringing him and his wife back. And a very special joy to see Miss Sandy Bundick this morning. What a joy. Continued prayers of uplifting for Eileen Fader, for my father Ken, and Gracie taking care of him. Continued support for Gene and all he does for us. And our homebound people, along with taking care of his wife, Elaine. So thank you, Gene, and God bless. Cindy and Keith Williams, for Vicki Ballman, for Lance Shaw. And Sonny was telling us, that treatment she got earlier this week has been successful, and hopefully it'll last for 6 months. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Asking prayers of healing, support for Ernest Jimenez, for and also I was out there talking with Karen and Doug a few minutes ago, and he didn't get treatment this past week. It's coming up this Wednesday and this Friday. So So, Lord, hear our prayers for Doug and his treatments. Also for Karen, for all that she's doing. She's also got some additional... Doug's father is struggling again, along with his caregiver, Jeff, and she was asking prayers for them, for Jeff and for Glenn Miller, Doug's father. Lord, hear our prayers to be with them and guide them. And a joy for Steve Migosh. And, you know, Cheryl's told me a couple of weeks now that how with his new treatment and how he's doing, he's being able, he's a lot more mobile than he has been previously. Hopefully it'll continue to go for him, and maybe in the next few months, him and Joe Gonzalez, who are some of the original with Frank and Tom and I and George, starting Romeo, and there are two people that I really miss at our Thursday breakfasts is Joe and Steve Migosh. So, you know, maybe one of these days we'll see them again. But Lord, hear our prayers. Y'all go out and have fun today. Enjoy this beautiful, cool Sunday. I'm going to go barbecue. So, and one more. 22 years ago, I remember that Saturday afternoon right here with watching Alan and Heather. And then the fun later on that evening. Alan's late dad and I had a whole lot of fun at y'all's wedding and reception.
All right, John, don't tell everything, all right?
Oh, no, that's the end of the hunt.
All right.
But it was a beautiful Saturday. It was a wonderful wedding. And 22 years later, they're still going strong. And most of us know their two boys. They're actually their young men. And so thanks be to God to them. Continued safe, healthy, continued growing.
Gayla, could you play that little melody you played, Open the Eyes of My Heart? For us while we pray. All right, thank you. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. Only you can open up our eyes, the eyes of our heart. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word. Thank you for allowing us to know about eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us know about that blessed gift that you gave us. And now, Lord, as we prepare to leave this place, we know that the real battle begins beyond these doors. Oh, Lord, just help us. We can't do anything without you, Jesus. Please help us. Guide us, direct us, lead us in everything that we do. Your word says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We believe that, Lord. And Jesus, we thank you for being our good shepherd. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. Thank you for watching over us, Lord. Thank you. We ask this in your blessed name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And as we leave here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe. Let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you please stand for our closing hymn?
The promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fear when the howling storms of doubt and fear. The promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
The world awaits, take the word of God to the hurting world.